But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said, "Ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken unto my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass, in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And upon my servants and upon my handmaidens will I pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day come. And it shall come to pass, saith the Lord, that whosoever," I love that, "whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Aren't you glad the comfort has come? If I might take a moment, Pastor, that took me back when Helen and I were students at the Bible Baptist Seminary about 68 years ago. I know we don't look that old, but remember, if you got it, flaunt it. But Dr. Norris had the congregation to sing that song every Sunday. The Comforter has come. Walker Moore would lead it. And Brooks Morris would play the violin. Where's your violin, son? Anyway, it was a great reminder, the Comforter has come.